News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Iran's attack on Israel was a declaration of war, according to the Israeli President Isaac Herzog. We're joined now by Sean Bell, former fighter pilot and now military analyst. Sean, it was an extraordinary weekend. What did you think Iran's strategy was in launching these drone attacks?
Well, Shane, you have to go back, I think, to the 1st of April to understand this. That's when the Israelis attacked the Iranian consulate in Damascus, killing 13 people, including several high-ranking military officials. That left Iran no option but to respond in some way, some form of retaliation. Their reputation in the region would have been damaged had they not done anything. And we were all sitting on the edge of our seats that fateful evening, wondering what action that Israel would actually take. Would there be a high death toll? So what Iran appears to have done, although it was a massive wave of attacks, we now understand 331 sort of drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, a collection, were thrown at Israel. In reality, there's been very little damage done on the ground. There have been no reports of any deaths and only one casualty, a seven-year-old who suffered from shrapnel damage. And the Iranians have said afterwards, that's it. You know, we've successfully acted as a result of that 1st of April, but that's drawing a line under it. Now, of course, Israel is now furious and is contemplating its next steps. But in a way, this should be a degree of balance. And that's why the US and many of the international community are urging restraint from Israel now, because the danger of any further action is it's going to escalate the situation, which Iran has been very clear it will do.
And, like, obviously Netanyahu will be under pressure from members of his cabinet to react. Is he likely to react, or will he listen to his allies?
Well, that's the big question, Shane. I wish I had a crystal ball. It's very difficult to say. I think Netanyahu clearly has a number of reasons why he wants to exert his authority. It's clear that he sees this opportunity to take on Hamas, take on Hezbollah, and maybe Iran as well, as a sort of a defining moment in the history of Israel. The trouble is that you're into a world of uncertainty. You don't want a Middle East war to break out. That's certainly what the Americans don't want to see, that break out. They've said they're the ultimate guarantor of security for Israel, but they're not going to get dragged into a war. So I think it's really interesting to work out what it is that's motivating Netanyahu at the moment. I think whether he believes that the defences of Israel were imperious, and therefore because they shot down everything coming into the country, that they become somehow immune to damage, I think that would be folly. And I think that's what the international community would be telling Netanyahu. But over the last few months, Netanyahu has not always followed the advice given to him by international leaders. So we await the outcome of that deliberation with anticipation.
If he does react, does it make war in the Middle East, or a broader war, I should say, in the Middle East, inevitable?
Well, no, I don't think it does. Let's be clear, Shane. I appreciate a lot of the media tends to doom-monger around this stuff. After the 1st of April, it was inevitable Iran would react. It has reacted. It is probably what they consider a measured response, even though 330 missiles isn't, but given the scale of the damage, it was measured. If Israel was to do something else, it depends on the level that it does it. Iran still probably doesn't want to get involved in a major war. Let's be blunt, its fledgling nuclear program is something it will want to protect, and Iran will not want to give an excuse to Israel or America to go and target that and bomb it and set that back a few years. So I do think there's still a sort of flavour from the international community that war is not inevitable. But we are living in dangerous times, and there are the problems of unintended consequences. So
yeah, I was going to ask you that just as a final question. Is the worry here, Sean, and I accept the point you're making about we in the media maybe being too doom-laden about this, but is the genie out of the bottle? For years, we've had kind of proxy sparks between Israel and Iran. But it's not proxy anymore. Is there a danger you can't put that genie back in the bottle?
There is, but I do think, whilst we can call it proxy because we put a label around it, the reality is that I think Israel's been well aware of Iran's sponsorship of Hamas in Gaza, of Hezbollah in the Lebanon, and the Houthis in the Red Sea. And that's been the way that Iran has done its business. That will not stop. And it's almost certain that Israel will not be able to actually directly target Iran without having some further retribution. At the moment, I think it's a dangerous time. But at the moment, we're seeing all of the major players trying to de-escalate rather than escalate. So whilst I can't be hopeful, I'm not committed yet this stage to believing we're about to be on the verge of a Middle East war.
Does it have any impact on what's happening in Gaza?
Well, I think inevitably it does. I mean, there are limited resources available to Netanyahu. I mean, when the IDF took its foot off the throat of Hamas in Rafah, they've recently pulled out all their brigades, leaving just one behind. You're left wondering why it did that, given the pressure that's been mounting, and it seems to be the end of the beginning of the end for Hamas. One of the reasons you do that militarily is to prepare your forces to go against Hezbollah in the north. And any attack by Iran would provide Israel with an excuse for going after Hezbollah in the north and maybe solving that problem in the same way that Netanyahu thought he was solving the problem with Hamas in the south. But again, it's a bit early to tell, but that would be one possible future course for Israel.
Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, now military analyst. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.